good morning to you on this Wednesday morning on July the 25th, 2012. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm here at the Gathering Place in Pineville, Louisiana. And it is my incredible privilege and honor to lead us in a time of worship in the Word this morning. I want to dive right into the Word in Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9. So I would ask that you would open up your ears this morning. Let the Lord speak to you through this psalm of praise. It says, starting in verse 1, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city for a dwelling place. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness, and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul, and He fills the hungry soul with goodness." In Charles Spurgeon's Treasury of David, he makes this comment. I love this. It says that the children of men are so insignificant, so feeble, and so undeserving, that it is a great wonder that the Lord should do anything for them. But He is not content with doing little works. He puts forth His wisdom, power, and love to perform marvels on the behalf of those who seek Him. In the life of each one of the redeemed, there is a world of wonders, and therefore from each there should resound a world of praises. As to the marvels of grace which the Lord has wrought for His church as a whole, there is no estimating them. They are as high above our thoughts as the heavens are high above the earth. When shall the day dawn when the favored race of man shall be as devoted to the praise of God as they are distinguished by the favor of God? When shall the day dawn when man shall be devoted to the praise of God as they are distinguished by the favor of God? Verse 8, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness." This morning, oh that His church would give thanks to Him for His goodness. Oh, that His church would praise Him for His mercies. Oh, that His body would praise Him for who He is today. He is Almighty God, our everlasting Father, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, the One who is worthy of praise, the One who has truly lifted us up from where we have been and has set us upon a rock. He is the One who brings peace into our lives. He is the One who brings us joy when there is no joy around us to be found, when things seem desolate. He is the One who brings the fullness of Himself to man. He is the One who has brought the fullness of Himself to you today. He is worthy of our praise, church, in every way imaginable and possible, and that He truly does perform marvels on the behalf of those who seek Him. Jesus, we come before Your throne today. Thank You that You have made a way by Your blood for us to enter into the Holy of Holies. Lord, so today we enter in, we give You glory and honor and praise. Lord, You are worthy today. Oh, Lord Jesus, You are worthy. King Jesus, You are worthy. Lord, today we want to be devoted to the praise of You. Lord, in the midst of each other, Lord, in the midst of those who do not know You as we go throughout our day, Lord, may Your praise be on our lips. May Your praise ever be on our lips. Lord, may You be glorified through us. Lord, this morning, as we start our day, this morning we lift up a cry of thanksgiving. thanksgiving and praise to you. We as the redeemed of the Lord say this, that you are worthy, you are worthy to receive honor and glory and blessing. We sing this to you. I sing praises. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to Almighty God, there is none like you. I want to declare that to the Lord this morning. I worship you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. Lord, I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. Extravagantly blessed this morning. Lord, for you truly do satisfy the longing soul, and you fill the hungry soul with your goodness. Not the goodness of man or the goodness of this world. Lord, for such a thing doesn't exist. Every good thing comes from you. Lord, so thank you for filling us. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would, Lord, as the Holy Spirit teaches us and as the Holy Spirit reminds us, Holy Spirit, I ask today that in us, that you would remind us of the goodness of our Father. Lord, that every time this is brought to our remembrance, that we would take the time to praise, take the time to thank the Lord. May we be a people of gratefulness this morning. May we be a people of thankfulness. May we be always a people of praise. The world has yet to see a church that is full of extravagant praise. May it start with us. May we express utter and complete and total dependence upon our Maker. May we be rid of our self-sufficiency this morning. May we give it all to Him. Lord, inhabit the praises of your people as you have promised. So Lord, we worship you the rest of today. Lord, with our mouth, with our words, with our actions, with our thoughts, with our intentions, with all of our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength, Lord, we give you glory, for you are deserving. deserving and worthy today. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you. We exalt your name. Lord, we sing in your extravagant, beautiful name, the name of Jesus.